I think the legislative program has been very much dominated by a raft of primary legislation that has been sort of predetermined for us, of which there's been a lot of secondary legislation brought for. But look, I don't think you should necessarily judge the success of the government by numbers of pieces of paper that have been delivered, because you know, we have had significant areas to tackle that don't necessarily predicate themselves on pieces of legislation. So particularly, let's say, getting on top of healthcare expenditure, healthcare governance, healthcare delivery does not predicate itself necessarily just on pieces of legislation. Bringing forward the reform in terms of education, in terms of school inspections and how that was to be undertaken, doesn't necessarily need a piece of legislation to do that. It doesn't need a piece of legislation to drive forward efficiencies in government and improving governance. Does not need legislation. Actually, the government can clearly demonstrate how it has made improvements, how we have improved the economy, how we have improved lives, how we have built more houses, how we have sought to get healthcare under control and move it forward without necessarily bringing forward legislation. There is legislation, of course, coming through in quite big streams. So actually, there has been a lot of transitional work that we have undertaken. I think the island can be proud of the progress that it's made. We're certainly not in that 2016 position where we were net negative migration and people were leaving the island. And I think that actually, when you put into context the positions, you know, the benchmarks all around us, the island retains, you know, a strong position. We are working, and we've got to work incredibly hard to continue to take us forward positively. And of course, we've got to build on some of those issues, for example, that were raised very much at our last public roadshows. That's why this year we have focused on the economy. We have focused on immigration. We're raising up the minimum levels of wages to prevent low-paid immigrants coming across into society, possibly causing structural problems for us. We're talking very much about security on our island. We've invested in our police force. We've strengthened their capabilities. And we're taking that incredibly seriously. The island's going to be a very safe place to live in a very uncertain world at the moment.